Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. I always feel like
somebody's watching me. Boy, I don't know what they expected Bill Barr to say yesterday, but he sure made headlines when he said there was spying on the Trump campaign. Remember how everybody made fun of Donald Trump and said that he was just being bombastic several months ago? Well, Brad Garrett is our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, joins us now. What did you think when the attorney general confirmed that there had been spying on the campaign?
Well, I guess a little taken back that he used the word spy. But once he's questioned about that, then he really goes, John, to the term unauthorized surveillance, which then translates into that, in my view, that the agents had faulty intelligence to get the warrants, which, you know, that remains to be seen whether that part's accurate. But my walk away from the attorney general's interaction with Congress is that he's really more interested, and this is just a guess on my part, he's really more interested in what upper management at the FBI and the CIA did back in 2016 to start this investigation. So, you know, which would go to Comey and McCabe, who were both fired, and obviously John Brennan, who used to run the CIA until we changed presidents. So that's my sense, that he's less sort of pointing his finger at the everyday hardworking agent and career attorney than he is maybe people who made upper management.
Oh, that's got to be true, right? I mean, you and I, if we were law enforcement, we could go to somebody that we know brokers and rumors and ask them for a rumor that they'll very easily dish up for us. And then the question is, do we turn over the tables and kick in doors based on those rumors? I think he probably does need to get to the bottom of that and make sure that everybody knows we're going to hold you accountable for the actions you take based on that information. The other thing that was interesting, and Democrats seem very upset about this, is that he is trying to discern whether there was illegality in any of this. And he raised the question of why didn't somebody in the Department of Justice and the FBI contact someone like Rudy Giuliani, someone like Chris Christie, who had a previous career, both of them previous careers as federal prosecutors. Why didn't you reach out to them so you had checked that box of letting the campaign know? What do you think the answer to that will be?
There's a really logical answer. It's because they didn't know where the investigation was going. That's not to suggest the president had any illegal behavior going on here, but you don't know where it's going. And the last thing you want to do is tell people who work for politicians what you're doing, because it's going to be in the New York Times probably the next day. So my guess is that was the logic of, look, we can only tell so many people till we actually see where this is going. And so I think that's the reason nothing more. I don't think there was anything nefarious about that other than it was an investigative call at the time.
What safeguards are in place to prevent any kind of abuse here? I mean, today.
Right. It's really unbelievable. If you, John, are in an FBI field office, there's one in Richmond. Let's say you're in the Richmond field office, and you come up with intelligence about somebody in Richmond, let's say that's, you know, having conversations is meeting with Russian agents. If that's what you work, you might get concerned. You're going to take a look at it. You come up with more intelligence, more information. You would then go to the lawyers, because there will be lawyers in the field office. You have to convince them that you've got a valid case. Then you have to go through an entire set of attorneys and agents at FBI headquarters who are going to second guess everything you've put in a warrant request. Then beyond that, you have to go through another set of lawyers at Main Justice who I guarantee you are going to say, where did this come from? Why are you using it? What do you have to corroborate it? So the idea that they got through literally dozens of lawyers with made up information is just not going to be accurate.
Well, you know, let's see. I'd be curious to see these documents that back that up, because the other documents that have been revealed, the texting and the rest of them, raise a lot of concerns about the objectivity of some of the people who were involved in the case. So this is good that we're going to have this conversation, and we'll see where it goes. Brad Garrett, our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, appreciate you joining us this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.